CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 14th of January, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB, and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB releases new video about changes to amateur radio licensing. WRTC 2026 team to appear in an RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar. Paul Atherswiss, M0PLA, achieves the Mountain Goat Award. Following Ofcom's consultation on the amateur radio license last year, it released a statement in December last year. The statement outlined its decision to update the amateur radio licensing framework to ensure the policies and licenses meet the needs of today's and tomorrow's radio amateurs while streaming the licensing process. It also published a general notice giving notice of its proposal to vary all amateur radio licenses. The RSGB has just released a video in which RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, chats to RSGB Spectrum Forum Chair Murray Nyman, G6JYB. Murray recaps some of the headline results of the Ofcom consultation, including where changes have occurred to Ofcom's proposals. They also talk about what this could mean for radio amateurs in the future. This is a great example of how the RSGB is working not only to defend the spectrum, but also to support all radio amateurs to understand and make use of the privilege they enjoy through their amateur radio licenses. You can watch this video on the RSGB's YouTube channel or via the Society's License Review Updates page at rsgb.org/licensereview. The C, of course. On Monday, the 15th of January, join the RSGB's first Tonight at 8 webinar of 2024, led by Chairman and Project Manager Mark Haynes, M0DXR. The WRTC 2026 team will be presenting and answering questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel and BATC channel. The presentation will explain what WRTC is about and provide an overview of what the UK's organising committee is planning for the 2026 event. Find out how you can be part of this once-in-a-lifetime event, either as a spectator, volunteer, competitor, or referee. Following Mark's presentation at the RSGB 2023 convention, this Tonight at 8 webinar will bring you up to date with everything that has been happening since. To find out more, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Paul Athamis, M0PLA of Telford, Shropshire, has achieved the coveted Mountain Goat Award for gaining 1,000 activator points in the Summits on the Air scheme. Paul completed his mission on the summit of Pole Bank on the Long Mynd in Shropshire. The feat took Paul just over 7 years following his debut activation in December 2016. For more information about SOTA, visit sierraoscartangoalpha.org.uk. The deadline for nominations in the RSGB elections is Wednesday, the 31st of January. You still have time to stand for the one elected board director vacancy or for one of the 8 regional representative vacancies. Do you want to support your local radio amateurs? Are you passionate about seeing the amateur radio community grow and attract new people of all ages? Do you understand the RSGB's importance in helping to protect the spectrum and the license privileges of all radio amateurs to enjoy? If so, this is the time to step forward. If you don't feel you can volunteer at this time, do you know somebody who would be great in one of those roles? Go to the RSDB website at rsdb.org/election to find out how to get involved before the nomination period closes. RSDB National Radio Centre Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, is a name many will know from visits to the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. Others will know him from contacts they may have made with him on the radio over the many years that Martin has been an amateur radio licensee. You can learn more about Martin and his love for the hobby in The Face Behind the Call in January's Practical Wireless magazine. Journalist Roger Dowling, G3NKH, discovers how Martin came into the hobby and takes a look at his extensive shack. They also talk about volunteering at the RSDB National Radio Centre and the impressive equipment that makes up the GB3RS station. Read more at rsgb.org/November Romeo Charlie. The deadline for submissions to the RSDB construction competition is the 1st of March this year. To enable members across the country and even the world to take part, entries will again be judged over the internet rather than in person. This year, two new categories have been introduced, so there are six categories you can enter: antennas, beginners, most creative and/or elegant PCB design, construction excellence, innovation, and software and systems. Special recognition will be given to entries submitted by radio amateurs under the age of 24, and those who have just gained their foundation license. A cash prize will be awarded for the winner of each section, with a bonus for the overall winner, who will be also be given the Pat Hawker G3VA award. You can watch an RSDB Tonight at 8 presentation featuring winners from previous years and find out how to enter on the RSDB website at rsdb.org/construction-competition. And now for details of rallies and events. It's a long way from here. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Rally will take place on Sunday the 28th of January at the Festival Hall, Caseborough Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. and admission is £2, ample free car parking and hot refreshments will be available. Tables cost £10 each. At 2 p.m. after the rally, there will be a used equipment auction. Items for the auction will be booked in from 1 p.m. Contact is Steve, M5ZZZ, for details of tables, or by Mike 5 Zulu 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 at Outlook.com or 07777699069. Slightly nearer, the Canvey Rally will be held on Sunday the 4th of February at Cornelius Vermoden School, Dinant Avenue, Canvey, Essex. Postcode Sierra Sierra 89 Quebec Sierra. The rally is expected to be the usual hive of activity, with plenty of traders on site. For more information, contact Richard Stanley on 07725-551-263 or email golf7oscarecho.delta@icloud.com. And the Mid-Cars Radioactive Rally will be held on Sunday the 11th of February at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. The doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £5. There will be a wide variety of trader stalls covering every aspect of amateur radio. Raffles will be held throughout the rally. Refreshments and snacks will be available in the hall, and parking is immediately adjacent to the venue. Now the special event news. The Worldwide Award 2024 has been running since the 1st of January and will finish on the 31st of January. The event is being held in celebration of the 150th anniversary of the birth of Guglielmo Marconi. The Worldwide Award combines CWSSB and digital mode activity from special event stations around the world, real-time award tracking for chasers is available at hamaward.cloud/whiskeyalpha. VI-100, Mike Bravo, is a special call sign from the Manly Warringah Radio Society. VK2, Mike Bravo, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of its formation. The station will be active until 25th of February this year, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL. Now the DX News. Pierre Jean, F4GPK, will be active as Tango Oscar 2 Foxtrot Yankee from French Guiana until the 16th of January. He will operate SSB only from the facilities at the local radio club, FY5KE, QSL via EQSL, or direct to his home call. He does not use Logbook of the World or Club Log. Yannick F6FYD will be active as Charlie November 2 Yankee Delta from Marrakesh, Morocco until the 15th of March 2024. He plans to operate as Charlie November 2 Yankee Delta / P from IOTA Group AF065 sometime during his stay. QSL via F6FYD. Now the contest news. Today, that's the 14th, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40 meter data modes contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC. Using PSK63 and RTTY, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 16th, the 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 18th, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the 20th, the Affiliated Societies 80 and 40 meter SSB contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC. Using SSB only on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And not forgetting the UK 6 meter group Winter Marathon began on Friday the 1st of December 2023. The contest will run until the 31st of January 2024. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 11th of January 2024. We couldn't have asked for better solar conditions last week. We had a low KP index that never got any higher than 2.67 and a solar flux index that started the week at a 167 and then rose to 186 by Wednesday. So at a first glance, this looks like ideal conditions for HF. However, we are in the middle of winter and therefore the ionosphere is not at its best. The low bands are also being affected by the higher solar flux, and on the whole, the 14 MHz band and above are closing as the night draws in. Daytime critical frequencies remain around 9 to 10 MHz, so the 40 meter band should remain useful for inter-UK work. Nighttime critical frequencies are currently falling to 3.5 to 4.5 MHz, which means the 40 meter band is only open to long skip, if at all. The critical frequency is the highest frequency that still returns a signal from the ionosphere if sent straight up, and is a good guide as to which bands are open to near vertical incidence skywave, or NVIS, signals around the UK. On the brighter side, 14 MHz has been showing signs of DX. The VK6RBP beacon has been heard on 14.1 MHz in the afternoon via the short path, and 28.2 MHz in the morning via the long path. The 12-meter band is shown international beacons, RR90 in Siberia, OH2B in Finland, LU4AA in Argentina, and YB5B in Venezuela on 24.930 megs in the morning, while the 10-meter band also highlighted YV5B in Venezuela during mid-morning. Not a massive catch, but better than we were getting 2 years ago. For the coming week, NOAA predicts that the Ceroflux Index may fall into the range 150 to 165. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain settled, with a maximum KP index of 2. As always, this could easily change if we have a coronal mass ejection, so keep an eye on solarham.net for real-time solar conditions. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The area of high pressure has been working well for some parts of the country, with tropo conditions lasting into the start of this weekend, but as a cold front moves south on Saturday the 13th, all will change as the high becomes displaced to the Atlantic. Therefore, there is no significant tropo for the coming week, but there may be some rain scatter from showers, especially around the coast. We seem to have passed the period of unusual winter sporadic e-propagation without much evidence of activity, so that just leaves meteor scatter. After the quadrantids last week, we entered a period of low meteor shower activity, leaving just random meteors until the next meteor shower, the Lyrids, in April. For random meteor scatter, the pre-dawn period works best. The solar conditions can still be instrumental in producing extra propagation treats with chance aurora. Probably the best operating policy is to monitor the geomagnetic KP index, with high values greater than 6 being a good sign for VHF. For EME operators, this week starts with very low moon declination, low peak moon elevation, and short moon windows, but declination is rising and goes positive again on Tuesday. Past losses are still low and reach minimum at perigee on Saturday the 13th. 144 MHz sky noise is low for all of the coming week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So for the Southwest, centred on Bristol. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be having an informal meeting via Zoom. Contact is via, it's on the web, isn't it? Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.co.uk/calendar. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30am. On Wednesday, M0TJX will give a talk entitled The Evolution of Starlink. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8pm. Contact is via Terry, M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .uk, and a mobile 07889208090. Over in Wales, Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm until 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The society has a fully equipped shack for member use. It also houses the GB3YA repeater with an Echolink connection via GB3YA-R, which are both owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz CTCSS 94.8 with a 600 kHz split from 7:30pm. Contact is Ken Smith 07411 595103 or via MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on DB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse from 7 p.m. And Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. And contact is via uskside@newport.gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close-down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe. From the GB2RS news team.